We have a tradition here in the youth group, most of you know, that when you get married, you get to get up and give a farewell speech. And it's to tell about the things that helped you in youth group and what an encouragement it's been. And so a couple weeks ago, we had a really good one, and that was super encouraging. But we've got one that is having trouble getting her farewell speech in because she has had work schedule conflicts. And I was trying to remember some of the first memories of when Kenzie came to the youth group. How many years has it been, Sister Kenzie? Over four. All right. So if you haven't heard my favorite story about Kenzie, it's from Bible study. Most of you had heard it. First time, I'm going to tell it. If you've heard it again, I'm sorry. First time she comes to Bible study, we're doing adornment. And Kenzie comes in with earrings and jewelry. I'm like, there's just no way to soften this. I mean, I can't change the topic. You know, I can't change some of the... And so, as the Lord just said, you just go forward with it. Pretty soon, we're talking about what does God think about wearing jewelry and what is a spiritual adornment and physical adornment. And I didn't see this, but later I was told the earrings slipped off. And guess where she put them? It was a great place to put them. In her Bible. She put them in the Bible. We're going to just let Jesus take care of these earrings. I'm not really sure where they ended up. They might have ended up in the trash can. But it was, and then Kenzie asked if she could speak in the Bible study. And she started talking about how God had been working with her to lay aside her pants. And I think she had family members, if I remember right, didn't quite maybe understand. But God had been working with her. And it was like the most, it was probably the best Bible study for God's presence to be there. It was just so awesome to see God working and changing lives and bringing understanding. And I have been super thrilled to see her come along. Is there anybody in here that went with us when we went to the calling hours for her sister? So there was a few of you older ones. That probably was one of my first meetings with Kenzie and how God used that. And it was a super, super hard place. But God has brought Kenzie so far. And she's going to come and talk. I'm going to be quiet. All right? We appreciate her so much.
Okay, I'm going to pray. I'm nervous. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you've done for me in my life, God. I ask you to be with me. I ask you to calm my nerves and help me to get out what you want me to say, Lord. And we just thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Been trying to curb this for a little while, but here I am. So I asked Sister Sherry, you know, what should I talk about? Because I don't think I've got to be here for any of anyone else's farewell speeches. So she told me a couple of questions that I could, like, think on, or what did being in youth do for me? What did having godly friends do for me? And then having a safe companion, what was the difference with that compared to in the world? So what did being in youth do for me? So the first message I came to in youth, Brother Steve was talking about being one person in church and one person outside church. And that was my first time ever coming to youth. I remember feeling like so bad because I wore pants when I would leave here. I'd wear skirts and dresses and everything when I came to church, but I wore pants at home. So I went home and I sold all my pants that night, or that next day. I got rid of everything. It just was so serious to me that I wanted to be a good example outside here. And so coming to youth, I guess, like the seriousness of the messages that I got to hear in here, you know, even though you guys are young, you get really good messages that you get to hear, so you really need to, like, pay attention. I know it's fun with your friends and everything, but there are things that I heard in here that changed my life. So that's a big thing that it did for me, is that it gave me the courage, or God spoke to me through that message to get rid of the pants, so I don't have those anymore. And going from there, what did godly friends do for me? Obviously, Bree was one of my best friends, and I reached out to her. She wasn't my friend when I reached out to her, but I was like, you know, what is youth, and how do I get there, and, like, what do I do? So she was my friend, and she brought me to youth, and then I heard that message. But what did godly friends do for me? It did a lot. Before I, like, started coming to youth, I didn't realize how big of a influence my worldly friends had on me. I did a lot of things just because they did a lot of the things I did. I smoked, I drank, all that stuff. So I realized when I had my godly friends that, you know, I didn't have those temptations with them. So I had to kind of get rid of my worldly friends, not because I, you know, didn't care about them, but because my salvation was more important. So the saying, you are who you hang out with, and I didn't want to be like those people anymore, so I had to find new friends, and I found some pretty good ones. You know, the old ones, with your friends, you want them to, like, have the same interests as you, and I didn't have those same interests, and, you know, they didn't really care about my soul. If I would have called them and been like, hey, I'm having a bad day, they'd been like, okay, let's go do something that you probably shouldn't be doing, you know. But with the friends that I got when I started coming to church, you know, they could pray with me or pray for me, or I could reach out when I'm having a bad day, and they always had something encouraging to say. So having godly friends was a blessing to me. Like I said, you could call someone to pray for you instead of, you know, going and doing the things that I used to with old friends. And I had, like I said, I had a lot of, like, close friends through the years, but all of you were my friends. It makes me sad not being in here with you anymore because you all, I don't want to cry. You just had a positive impact in my life, and watching how you guys, how blessed you are with what you grew up with, you just don't realize how blessed you are, and some of you could, like, almost be my kids, so it's hard to not see what you're doing and, you know, see how you're doing, but you guys really were an encouragement to me. So anyways, talking more about friends, you know, having the right friends can make or break it for you spiritually. You have to remember you are who you hang out with, even when you're not here. You have to be on the guard because the devil will use those worldly friends and those worldly influences to bring you down spiritually. Like I said, you guys are really blessed with what you have here, and I'm thankful that I'll be able to raise cash that way with the same things. He loves you guys, and I was just talking about it the other day, how bringing him to youth with me, he's like, why can't I go to youth anymore? I'm like, because I'm not in there anymore, and you're not old enough. You'll get to one day. But I just, those experiences, I feel like will be with him, like, lifelong. And then talking about a godly companion, so that was my biggest struggle. I talked about it when I got up and talked a couple of times when Sister Sherry would ask me to speak, and that was my biggest struggle, was that I thought that there would be no one for me, and that the devil used that to torment me almost. I knew how important it was to have a godly home, and I didn't grow up with that, and I wanted Cash to grow up with that, and obviously the situation that brought Cash into the world was not a godly situation at all, and not anything that I'd ever want him to be in or be around. But so the devil used that to discourage me, that there'd be no one for me, and that I'd, you know, that I would just be by myself forever. And you know, he just made me feel like because I had Cash that no one would want to put up with me and Cash, but somebody does put up with me and Cash. But the devil's job was just discourage me and get my mind off of the things that were important, and just remind me how lonely I thought that I was. I remember I prayed with Sister Sherry a lot of times, and just, she'd bring up God's timing. In his time, he'll do this, and in his time, he'll do that. I'm like, well, his time is not, you know, going fast enough for me. But I was very impatient, and I got up to a place of independence, and Brother Decker talks about this sometimes, you know. He warns, like, all of us, but especially, like, the girls, not to get too independent. And I did. I didn't want anyone to tell me what I was going to do or anything. And so I had to really pray about that, because God definitely, I can't be like that. And so that's one thing, you know, to be patient and not to get too independent when you're waiting on God's timing. So I made up in my mind that I was fine. You know, I was about to graduate college, and I was just going to be fine with being by myself and making money and doing my own thing. I was going to have a good job, and then God's timing decided to kick in. So God brought Jason into my life in the perfect time. He probably knew that I couldn't handle a relationship and school and my spirituality all at one time. So it's funny that it happened, you know, right when I was finishing up with school. Jason was everything that God knew that I needed, and he's really been good to me in Cash. You know, the things that I prayed for, I never would have thought that God actually gave them to me, and he really blessed me beyond what I ever did pray for. But that's what happened when God chooses and you're not so quick to, you know, make your own decisions and be impatient. Marriage has been great, and it's not easy all the time. I'm not easy to deal with. He's not always easy to deal with. But to have someone pray through the hard times with has been a blessing. You know, it hasn't been easy. We've went through some rough patches, and we've been married like 3 months, I think. Something like that. But God's helped us, and it's really... It's so different to date, you know, in God and, you know, be in church and living right than out in the world. It's just so, it's just mind-blowing how different it really is by doing things the right way. But God knew what he was doing in my waiting years. So I guess that if I had to give any advice, it's not really advice, but be patient, you know. I was not, but it really did pay off to wait on God's timing. Trust God to work everything out for you. Enjoy your time in youth. I feel like in those times that I'd get discouraged, I was like, I can't wait to get out of here. I'm tired of being the oldest young person, you know. It was a running joke, and it was funny sometimes, most of the time, not sometimes. So I was ready to get out of here, and then I didn't enjoy my time with you guys, and I did, but not the way that I could have. Enjoy your youth leaders. You guys are blessed with them. They've been a blessing in my life, and just give me a lot of counsel and been there for me, and you guys are lucky to have the people that you do in here. There's a couple of scriptures that I always read all the time, even though I felt like it was never going to be me, so I'm going to read those. They're pretty well known, but Proverbs 3:5-7 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. And then Isaiah 58:11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And then the last one is 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have petitions that we desired of him. So basically, those were just things that encouraged me, you know, the things that I was asking God for. Eventually, he did answer those. So I just want you guys to be encouraged that, you know, things may not be working out right now, and it may seem like they're never going to work out. And God will work them out when you least expect him to, and you better be ready for it. But I just want to thank you guys for the memories you've given me through the last 4 years. A lot of you pick on me, and I will pick back on you for the rest of your lives. But I love you guys. You guys have been an encouragement to me. I've made lifelong friends, and I can't wait to see how God blesses your guys' lives as you grow up. That's all I got.
I was thinking about the word wait. The word wait. Nobody likes it, right? Toddlers don't like it. I used to laugh. I taught my children how to tell time during church by their bathroom requests. In 5 minutes, when the big hand's on the 9. That's a quarter after, when the big hand's on the 3. Oh, look, you've waited till then. 5 more minutes, the big hand will be on the 4. And wait was a horrible word. They hated the word wait. And guess where I learned that from? My dad. I think I learned how to tell time in church. Not really, but I seems like it. Just wait a few minutes. You know, I'm in the middle of something, and one of my grandbabies, I want chocolate. Just a few minutes. Wait, wait, wait. We hear that. It seemed like all of our life. Wait until you're 16 to get your driver's license. Wait, wait. And we say, I hate to wait. And sometimes, same thing in our Christian life. Lord, I want to know what's my path, and who am I supposed to be with, and what am I supposed to do with this and that? And God's saying, wait. And you're like, I didn't like that when I was 3, and I sure don't like it when I'm 13 and 16 and 18. Kenzie's talking about waiting, and I remember praying many times about waiting. I'm waiting on you, Lord. Why does God do that to us? Brother Alex.
Makes us stronger.
So true. So we're going to appreciate it more when we get there. See, I think we always think about the destination and we lose sight of the journey. There's something that's supposed to happen in that journey. There's so many lessons that God wants to teach us. There's a refining. He wants to make us ready for the destination. More than likely, if I could ask Brother Jason if he'd have been ready for Kenzie 4 years ago, or if Sister Kenzie would have been ready for him 4 years ago, that'd have been like, no, we were not ready. There was a process. That's what happens in waiting. Oh, how we hate it. But God knows how important it is. All right. Hopefully this has been an encouragement to you. I always like to see success stories. Young people come through the youth group, whether it's all your life or just maybe in your teen years or in your 20s, and to see God writing your story. We talked about that with Cody and Alexa. Every single one of you have a story, and it's still being written, and it's going to be awesome if you stay with the right author. Don't take the pen out of God's hand and try to write your own story, because you'll make a mess out of it. But when God writes it, it's going to be pretty cool.